Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up in the next segment, your Greenville Swamp Rabbits report. Jordan Kuhns joining us. Jordan, looking very different today. I'm I was looking very different last week, and it was obvious as to the why there. And Jordan is looking very, very different today. There's a different appearance going on here in the Entercom Greenville studios, and I'm wondering if there was some sort of bet lost as well on that side. And Lonzo, I'm being mean right now because Jordan's sitting right next to me, as is always the case with a true professional. He's here early. And as you know, Lonzo, I'm always here for the show very, very early. You know, we're never running in right before the start of the show. That never is happening here. Nothing like that, right?
Well, after yesterday, I can't say anything since I was late yesterday because my clock is 5 minutes off on my computer and it caused me to be late. So I can never say anything again. I just want to say you guys are rocking the same look. And I got to say, Jordan does it better. He just does.
Listen.
It may be youth. I don't know what it is. Listen. Maybe the way he carries himself. But I'm going with Jordan on
this. Listen, you're fired, and I don't have the authority to do that. So there you go.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right. So here's the deal. You look at what Clemson is doing right now. And, you know, I was looking at something Dabo Swinney said. And a lot of times, you don't hear, you know, the vision of Dabo through Dabo himself. You hear it through what he's saying to his players, right? And so what five-star running back Will Shipley has said that Dabo told him is that Dabo's vision for the decade is that they will have the best 10 years that any college football team has ever had. Now, the winning streak ended at what, 29 games against LSU? The all-time winning streak was Oklahoma had 47 consecutive wins. They got to within 18 of Oklahoma's all-time winning streak. And look, you ran up against a generational quarterback that was putting up generational stats. You ran up against something we have never seen before in college football. Never seen it before. But Will Shipley, five-star running back, says they will have the best 10 years that any college football team has ever had. You know, and it's interesting. When you say something like that, you hear South Carolina fans snicker. And South Carolina fans love that they lost to LSU. When you say that to the Clemson side of the ledger, the Clemson side of the ledger gets jacked up, gets fired up. Hell yeah, let's have the 10 best, one of the 10 best years in college football history. We can do it. But I will tell you folks something that has become very, very clear to me. And again, I loathe the fact that by being real, people, oh, Clemson homer. I will fight you guys about that to the very, very end. Here's the reality, though. Clemson is now the preeminent national brand in college football. The preeminent national brand in all of college football exists in a town of 27,000 people that's largely in the middle of nowhere. Look, I'm not dogging Clemson, the town, other than the fact I didn't know it was a town before I moved here. I thought it was a university, right? I didn't know. You drive over to Clemson, here's what you get. You get nothing for 20 minutes before you hit Clemson. You get nothing for 20 minutes after you leave Clemson going the other way. It's literally a couple of streets in the middle of nowhere. And it's so pristine and it's so perfect. It reminds me of the Truman Show. It reminds me of Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. And Dabo Swinney doesn't need to live in a gated community and doesn't need security outside of his house because he's got 27,000 security guards that live right there on the couple blocks. I've never seen anything like it. Who would have ever imagined that the preeminent national brand in college football would exist in the middle of nowhere? In the middle of nowhere. How does that happen? How can that be? They just drop off these five-star recruits, Lonzo, into the Truman Show, and they don't leave. Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, candy for everybody. They don't leave. And you know, if you're a five-star recruit, and I said this to myself when I first moved here, I put myself in the role of a 17-year-old kid that's driving to visit Clemson. And 20 minutes before I arrive, I said to myself, I would say, I'm not coming here. I can go to USC in L.A. or come here. I'm not coming here. I can go to University of Florida, beautiful babies on the beach. I'm not coming here. But then you get to the town, and then you talk to the people there, and then you talk to the coaches there, and you realize how special of a place it really is. If you've never seen The Truman Show, watch it. If you've never seen Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, watch it. But you almost don't have to, because that place exists in real life. It's 40 minutes down the road. All right, Lonzo, I see you rolling your eyes at me. This is what you do. Go ahead. The floor is yours. Am I wrong? Is Clemson, in fact, not the preeminent national brand in all of college football? They most certainly are.
All right, so we're going to get the Clemson homers doing what they usually do. Now, listen. You're wrong. I was in North Dakota. No, you weren't. You were nowhere near North Dakota. If you go to North Dakota, if you go to Arizona, if you go to Wyoming, you go to some place like that, you ask them who is the preeminent college football team, they're going to say Alabama. They're not going to say Clemson. Sorry. And if they do it for another 10 years the way that the guy is saying that Dabo says they're going to do, then they may be. But right now, it's still Alabama. And I realize that Clemson was in a national championship this year. They've been in the last three or four. I get all that, but they're still Clemson. And they're still going to be just Clemson for a while. Because, it's big here, and it should be here.
Do you
it's
realize you're state. Playing right into Dabo's hands with that nonsense? You realize
I'm
that?
I'm not playing into
anyone's exactly hands. That's exactly what he wants you to say. They're just Clemson. We're just Clemson. Roy Buss, little old Clemson. We're just lucky to be here. You are doing
exactly
what Dabo wants you to do.
They were lucky to be there this year because LSU wiped the floor with them.
LSU kicked Clemson's ass all over New Orleans, period. And, you know, denial is not just a river in
but
Egypt.
But should that happen to the preeminent college football team in the country? I don't
every
think so.
Every once in a while, yes. Listen, LSU isn't the preeminent program in college football, Lonzo. They had the preeminent quarterback for 1 year, all right? Who is the preeminent program? Clemson 1, Alabama 2. In all likelihood, that's still the case. That is still the case. All right. Drew LeBlanc, by the way, said that... Here's... You know, radio suffered on this day. There was a day, I don't know how long it was ago, Lonzo, where you could no longer call people live on the air. And, you know, that was one of the best parts of radio. So if you were pissed at somebody, if somebody wronged you, you could call them live and on the air, and they could be totally unaware that they're on the air, and you could confront them live on the air. That was some fun stuff. You watch the movie Private Parts, that happens all movie long, man. But there's a law that you can't do that anymore. So Drew LeBlanc on Twitter said, you should FaceTime and Facebook Live the call to the mall cop because his number is visible on the text line. Drew, I wish we were allowed to do that. I would do it at a time when he was completely and totally unaware.
Yeah, if you see my response.
Yeah, Lonzo said, I'm not sure that's legal, and I'm not crank calling a cop. Casey Shug says, me and my wife left the fam and went to the Little White Chapel in Vegas and got married where Michael Jordan and Britney Spears got married. We picked the Britney room and saw the pink Cadillac Elvis donated. It was awesome. See, again, more evidence to eloping. It's a beautiful thing. Casey Helderman, Clemson is actually one of the most recognized brands across the country. Lonzo, that feels like it's a tweet to you, not me. Okay?
I knew she'd be first.
You think so? You knew that? You knew that was coming?
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Okay. All right.
But we appreciate her listening to you and hating me. That's fine.
She is, oh God, listen to this. Have to turn off the show for a while. Lonzo, let me know when he gets the orange stick out of his mouth. This guy says, I need to hop on Tinder and get laid, bro. This is what the guy says, Lonzo. Listen, Lonzo, you know what that means. You have a very clean mind. Give me the floor de lay, and give me the necklace, and it'll be great. Okay. You're an agitator,
you just mixed
Mark.
Two different things. It's not even the same. But you go ahead.
fleur-de-lis is the Saints symbol.
Right.
And yeah,
okay.
I did mess it up. I do at least want to let you know that I know the difference, even though I just had vomit of the mouth.
All right.
All right. You're an agitator, Mark, and one thing agitators don't like is being agitated. Sincerely, Mall Cop. The other issue, Mark, is that you apparently cannot stand when somebody has something on you, even though you fabricate what you have on others. Sincerely, Mall Cop. I'm liking this. This is working for me. You know, we're developing characters here on the show. It's a beautiful thing.
Have you been to the mall around here, by the way?
Of course.
So,
have you been to Falls Park on the Reedy around here?
No, because I live in the woods.
No, you've lived here 25 years, never been to Falls Park on the Reedy?
You're trying to move this away from something
That's what
here.
He just said I do.
So when you go to the mall, and if the mall cops are eyeing you a certain way, if I was you, I'd be careful. I mean, because you never know when something may be slipped in your pocket or something, and look up. He's been shoplifted, and then the local radio host arrested at the mall by a mall cop.
Thank you for giving them the ideas, Lonzo. I'm not against mall cops. We simply have a mall cop that is a P1 listener, and if I'm honest with you, a huge fan of the show. There's nobody that would be this dedicated to the show that it wasn't actually a huge fan of the show. So anyway,
I respect all officers of the law, whether they are at the mall or out on the street.
I love my mall cop. I love our offsides mall cop. All right, coming up next on the show, we do it each and every week at this time. Jordan Koons joins the show for our Greenville Swamp Rabbits report, and it's going to be fun. And sometimes we give away tickets, and I like when we give away tickets, and it looks like we're doing that again today. So get your crazy fingers ready, because some Greenville Swamp Rabbits tickets are going to be yours, potentially, momentarily, right here on Offsides.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. Jordan Koons, the voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joins us for our weekly segment. You know, I'll be honest with you, Jordan. When we started this, I was nervous because, you know, being newer here, I didn't know as much about the team and wanted to know the team. I didn't grow up with the sport of hockey, but I had such a great experience when we did our live show out there, and I've really come to enjoy having you in studio each and every week. I never know where the conversation is going to go, but it always goes somewhere fun. And the newly clean-shaven Jordan Koons, who with a clean-shaven look, Lonzo says, it's one for Jordan and zero for Mark, and that's how we are.
This is as clean as it gets. By the way, happy Super Tuesday to the both of you.
Yes, sir. Happy Super Tuesday indeed. So what was the motivation behind this look?
It just felt like the beard was getting to be too much. This sometimes comes to my head. It's usually like when the mustache gets to your lip, and I hate that.
It's infringing upon the eating experience.
Yeah, and my mom, I saw her over the weekend in Florida, and she never likes to
what
see
part
me
of
with
Florida?
A beard. Down in Fort Myers.
Okay.
And she was just like, it's got to, you know, she always wants it to go. She says it hides your beautiful face. I think she's just trying to butter me up, but.
Well, her and Lonzo both feel you have a beautiful face, so that's two people there.
But I mean,
you look good today, bro.
Thank you.
Can't say the same thing about him.
I'm dressed for radio today.
Yes,
I know a lot
are.
Of people give me guff for being too overdressed for being in a radio studio, but today I look like a college student.
So you do, and I like the college student in you.
A 29-year-old college student.
Very cash, man.
Yes, very
cash. Nice. All right, so here we go. Rough go between the last time we met and today. All right? It's been a tough reconvening for you and I because the team has dropped back-to-back games in Florida. No goals in two games played. So what is going on?
That's a great question. After scoring 7 goals on Monday, thought that everyone was going at the same time. I thought that the schedule this weekend was hot garbage, bogus, ridiculous. To go from playing at 7:30 one night and then having to get on a bus, go to Orlando again, and then play at noon was ridiculous. This schedule doesn't get any better throughout the season. A computer did it, and it's that computer's fault. But honestly, I felt like when the team just they had their chances both days. I just felt like the finish wasn't there for either one. And hopefully, it's just a blip on the radar where I remember going through teams like this in times like this with other teams where it's just this 2 or 3 game stretch where everyone just doesn't have their finishing touch. And then all of a sudden, it comes back in a big way. So I expect with the biggest homestand of the year coming up here, 4 games in the next 5 days, this is a great opportunity to come home to some home cooking and get those goals on the board. Because prior to this, everyone was getting 50% off their Papa John's order at home every game.
Yeah, and baby.
That was incredible. And then all of a sudden it dries up. So hopefully it's just a little phase.
So this brings to light something interesting that I'm actually doing right now. And I can't wait till I have more of this read so I can bring more of this into the show. But I'm reading a book right now, Jordan, on the psychology of sports fans and how what's happening to us when we watch sports, mm-hmm. right? I've also thought about this from a player's perspective. And, you hear it in baseball. Oh, he didn't have his curveball tonight, right? You hear it in basketball. He's on fire from 3 tonight. In hockey, you just mentioned it. It's the finishing touch. Why is it? I would love to know the biological reasons why. Some days you can't miss a 3. Some days you can't make a 3.
Right.
I'm the same guy. You're the same guy. Isn't it fascinating to consider how, a high-scoring team in the league, a team capable of 7 goals and 6 goals, 2 of the last 7 games played, could suddenly go goalless.
Yep.
It's mind-boggling to consider how variable the results our bodies produce are.
Yes, and I talked to a forward, Matt Marcinou, on the team actually after the game against Florida on Friday, and he's 1 goal away from hitting a milestone. I believe it's just a round number. And I said, when's it going to come for you? And he said, I know it's just going to come in bunches. That's just the way it's been throughout my entire career. And they'll talk about getting their bounces. The bounces weren't there for us tonight. So, yeah, I think that in that sense, when you talk about you can hit a 3, can't hit a 3 worth a dang, like the bounces are the phrase you'll hear in hockey. The bounces didn't go our way. The puck didn't go our way tonight. So, yeah, it is fascinating. I think similarly for our performance, too, we're the same people every day for the most part, I hope. And sometimes our performance could be absolute garbage or the best thing we've ever done ever.
So it's interesting. Lonzo said at the beginning of the show today, he said, Mark, I can see your back. It's been a while. I have no idea what that meant. Lonzo, what does that mean? What did that mean? Tell me what you meant by that, because I'm confused by it.
Voice and energy, you were able to come strong and not cough.
Yeah, so it's been a minute, Jordan. The last 2 months haven't been my favorite from surgery.
Right,
a couple weeks of calm before the storm before pneumonia hit. Did get a good report today, though. Can I share this with you? Can I share this with you?
He's not wincing and nearly passing out every time he goes full energy.
They had an 18-day after diagnosis chest X-ray today, and I was told that it's almost all clear.
Okay,
just about all clear, which is exactly where they would hope I would be. It's not when you get pneumonia in there. It's not something that just vanishes from your lungs overnight.
Right.
Right. So the fact that it was just about all gone, whew, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But back to the task at hand. Listen, we've got to start scoring more than the 40-year-old virgin here.
Yes.
Okay. What needs to happen for that to be the case?
Yeah. I mean, if you talk to any coach or any player, they'll talk about getting that front presence. They'll talk about just shooting from anywhere. And I felt that prior to this little streak, maybe it was just getting away from some of those little basics, that some of those little details they got away from in the last two games against Florida and Orlando. I thought the quick starts that both Florida and Orlando had over the past week allowed them to dictate the pace of play. That's huge. I mean, Florida scored in the first 6 minutes. Orlando struck in the first couple minutes as well. You know, that sets you back tremendously. You look at the records, if you look at the stats on our admin side of things, you'll see what teams winning or point percentages when they score first. And sometimes it's in the, you know, 70 to 80% mark. It's so important to get the first goal in the game. And Orlando and Florida, which is still an odd sentence to me, no matter what I say, or whenever I say Greenville plays South Carolina, same kind of
weird
sentence.
So your mom is in Fort Myers. Yeah. My uncle is in Fort Myers. The Florida Everblades are right in that area.
Yeah.
In Fort Myers.
But there's also the Orlando Solar Bears and the Jacksonville.
Did you pee
Iceman.
In their Frosted Flakes when you're down there?
No.
I hope so. I hope so because he ran smack at me over. He was with us over Christmas in Lakeland, Florida, and was running smack at me about the Everblades versus the Swamp Rabbits. And
right.
I'm like, man, I love the Swamp Rabbits. The Swamp Rabbits are coming, ladies and gentlemen, from last place last year to a playoff team this year and still improving all the way. So I have some questions for you today.
Oh, cool.
Are you ready for this?
I'm absolutely ready for this. Let's
what is
this.
The best and worst part about being you?
Me personally or me and my job?
You and your job.
Okay. In my job, the worst thing, and it's actually something I want to talk about, in fact, so I may have prepared for this
Fantastic.
Inadvertently.
I did a poor job that I wanted to
keep
you off
No. This is just inadvertent coincidence. I'm working on a little project, what I did over this past week trip when I was in Florida. I journaled about what I do away from the time that you would hear me. What am I thinking about? What am I doing? One of the worst parts about having my job is that you're never home to take care of anything. Right now, my apartment is an absolute nightmare. My car is an absolute nightmare.
How many times have you gotten home from like a trip? And I'm not trying to embarrass you, Jordan, but I'll just say this has happened to me when I've been away for a bit. You get in and there's a stench in your place because something spoiled that you didn't realize was going to spoil before you left.
And I only get to go grocery shopping like once every 3 weeks. I've got dry cleaning that's backlogged. You know, I need to make it a point to go home and actually do something about it. So I'd say the inability to take care of your own life because you're never home is probably the worst part about my job.
And the best part?
The best part is the rewarding feeling it is of just being part of a ride, being part of something special. And I've had the pleasure of being with several of those teams in my future, or in my past rather, of making these long and deep playoff runs where you get to the end. And unfortunately, I have not been part of a championship winning team. That's still something that I have a horrible record in championship games. I'm still looking for my first. I can't wait for that moment to be rewarded.
Do you believe
that
you're the reason?
Yes.
You do?
I'm convinced that the 0-9 record I have in championships
0-9
is
Lonzo,
me.
How long would it take you? How many losses would it take you to start thinking that you're the reason they're not winning? It would probably take me 3 or 4. He's at 9.
I don't know. The high school team I played on, we won like one game every year. And the college team I played on, we won one game. So, I mean, you know, I'm used to that sort of thing. I never think it's me. But it seems like there's more superstition in hockey and baseball and sports like that than there is other sports.
Yeah, I mean, I could write a book with how many times I've seen the other team dogpile, and I'm just sick of it. And maybe that's made me jaded as a broadcaster and as a person, perhaps. I get the feeling that's possible. So maybe that's the worst part about being me as a sports broadcaster, is that I'm so jaded of watching other people dogpile, and I can't wait for the day that I can jump in on it myself.
See, when he came in clean shaven, I thought he shaved the beard to give his team better luck. Because
I thought it had something to do with me, but then again, I'm arrogant. So, I thought he was poking fun at me because he knew I couldn't do that.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're humble.
I have achieved hobo status, and I needed to make sure I was presentable for the world again.
So you were approached downtown, and someone gave you money, right? Is that what happened?
I think other people were asking me, to be honest with you, but I digress. So that would be the answer to your question.
All right. Have you ever gotten steamed during a broadcast?
Angry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like really upset?
Yes.
During a broadcast. I got really upset at Lonzo for something on Friday in the middle of a broadcast, okay?
In segment.
No. Well, yes, in segment, but then even more so after segment.
Oh, boy.
What caused you to get steamed during a broadcast?
All right. So usually the angrier I am, the better I do. So if something happens to me prior to a game that made me angry, then I get better on air, surprisingly. There was one time where I was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and they changed from phone line, or they had completely disconnected their phone line, and I needed the phone line to be on air. So I was irate prior to the game. We got there 3 hours before the puck even dropped, and no one was willing to help me. And so I was furious then. You could hear it on the air. But if we're talking like in-game.
So what is furious Jordan Kuhn sound like? Give me a call from furious Jordan Kuhn.
No, it's kind of scary. You know, it's really, really stoic.
Well, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that's capable of being scary.
I can hear it.
No,
I can hear the possibility.
It's deep and frustrated and dark and... No, usually it's a call of some sort. It happened on Saturday when Cedric Lacroix got called for roughing after just doing nothing. He was being repeatedly punched in the face after a whistle, and he got sent to the box. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. This is the worst call, and blah, blah, blah. And I just went off. And it takes a lot to get me to go off.
I admire the cleanly nature of your language, though, despite being so upset.
Did you hear the projection, though? See, that's what I thought would come out of there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely some projection there.
And I don't like to get angry often. So I think a lot of people just see me as mild and docile, but I can get pretty angry. I've got a dark side to me, Mark.
I haven't seen that. I've only
be
seen
glad that you haven't. I've been told it's pretty scary.
I've only seen Joe. Have you been mad at us at all?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
You guys haven't. You guys.
I
haven't
was a little concerned after the comment about the sweater the other day that you were a little angry. When I
should be mad at him saying that I lost a bet for shaving my face. I should be furious, actually.
No. No, come on.
I'm being a little more aerodynamic.
But listen, after what I've been through, I'm convinced that's the only time people make any facial changes, okay? I had to rock the porn star stash the entire week. And finally, Jordan Kuhns, bringing to a conclusion my questions for you today, have you ever signed an autograph?
Rarely, but I've had two occasions where they stuck out. The one in particular happened first in 2015. I was a part of the Lexington County Blowfish baseball team. And there were these...
By the way, minor league teams have the best names.
They do.
The major league teams should have minor league team names. The relatively new baseball team in Pensacola, my former stomping grounds, are the Blue Wahoos.
Yeah.
That's incredible. The Blue Wahoos. I am totally on board with that, man. The one you just gave me was what?
The Lexington County Blowfish. Yeah,
that's
after
fantastic.
Hootie.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
That's freaking fantastic.
Now there's like the Yalls, the Florence Yalls.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know about the
Yalls.
That's a little
much.
I don't know about this, but I will tell you that the New Orleans Pelicans, and I don't know if your clean mind will be able to follow me down this path, Jordan.
Clean.
The New Orleans Pelicans should have been called what, Lonzo?
I'm not going with you there. You go on your own.
They should have been named the Bourbon Street Flash. Imagine the marketing opportunities.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You could have had somebody. The logo could have been somebody facing away. You know.
Yeah.
Facing away, right? And it would have worked perfectly. And they missed the marketing opportunity.
Family
of
friendly,
the century.
I'm sure.
He brings
this
up as an excuse to go in his mind what it should look like, and we don't want to be there.
No. We're good boys. Basically, the first one, we had our players at this event, and they were signing little wiffle balls for kids. And two of the kids came up to me and said, "Can you sign this?" I said, "Do you know who I am?" "No."
You dropped a "Do I know who
yeah,
I
but
am?"
No, I meant it as, no, I meant it as like, I'm really not that important, yeah. But okay. The second time actually happened 2 weeks ago at a Swamp Rabbits game. I was downstairs delivering stat charts to the coaches, and there was a birthday party going on. And these kids had Pokemon manga that they brought up to me, and all these kids were like, "Here, here, here, sign this." And so I signed everyone's Pokemon manga, and I felt like a kid again. It was great. That was the stuff I used to read.
I signed my very first autograph just in the last couple months, and it was when I'm doing these shows, Clemson pregame with the Rise guys, because people show up for the Rise guys autographs, and then what happens is this amazing phenomenon. They feel so bad and guilty that they don't know who the third guy is,
right?
And so you can sign it too. So all of these people, they have devalued memorabilia,
right?
Because they have two valuable signatures, and then the signature that just defaces their property,
right?
So it's all awful.
Yeah, but you're on the end of the line, right? You're at the end of the line. I've
indeed,
been there.
Indeed,
been there.
So we got to get this turned around. Yes. We got to get this turned around. I know that the team can do this. I know there's offensive firepower on this team, and I know that there's been some moves made recently.
Yes, four of them, in fact. Adam Rockwood was up at Springfield for a day. He came back. So good news on getting Rocky back into the fold. Traded Brett Bove to the Adirondack Thunder. Got future considerations out of that.
What does that mean?
That could mean anything. I don't know the answer to what it means. It could mean a future
means
player.
You didn't
it could
need,
mean
you
cash.
Didn't need the player.
Could, yeah.
You didn't need the player.
It could
He's
be that.
He's a surplus.
Yeah, it could mean anything. It could mean a player in the future, like, as it is player to be named later, or it could be cash considerations. Could be anything. They don't tell me these things. And then got Cameron Heath for that exact same the future considerations, and then brought in a player by the name of Carl Elmire, which was future considerations in a deal that sent Matthew Fogut to the Fuel. So
can I have the future considerations, whatever they may be?
Sure.
Free food?
Yes. I'll get you a pretzel. How's that?
That's fantastic.
They gave me free pretzels after the game, the ones that aren't eaten. But those are a couple players that could add in. Carl Elmire is a good offensive player. Cameron Heath might be the first true defensive defenseman on this team that could really go a long way to chopping down some of those shot totals. I'm excited to see him play. He started his career in Charleston last year, and he started here this year in Wheeling. So moves that, of course, you need some bodies with the call-ups that have happened the last couple of weeks. So
how do you feel about the moves that were made?
Good. You know, with Carl Elmire, it was a guy that was a tremendous player in his collegiate career, a guy that was multiple-time all-conference team selection, which always you like to see that. And then Cameron Heath is a guy that just keeps pucks out, plays a simple game. I know head coach Kevin Kerr wants his defensive side of the puck. If there's no option, just off the window and out. So you get a reliable guy back there that's steady, that can make the right play. Those are two guys that can do it. And I feel really good about those two. And then getting Rockwood back for after losing him for a game is always nice because he's a good player. Now, we got some really cool stuff. We got the tickets coming up here. So
let's do it.
Let's get some tickets here. So we have great promo nights ahead, including winning Wednesday tomorrow. So if we win tomorrow against South Carolina, you get a ticket to the next Wednesday game, which is in February. We got Stomper's birthday on Friday. But the one that I'm giving tickets away to tonight, or today rather, is our Marvel Comics night. We got Iron Man jerseys. So if you text Tony Stark to 71307.
Who's this? I have no idea what that means.
You don't know Tony Stark?
No, Lonzo's not surprised.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not. No, you're not joking.
Oh my! I'm about ready to walk out
you're
the studio.
You're gonna disown him?
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Just. I well, mean, this
all,
is.
That's all I have to do to get him to walk out of the studio. I don't know who Tony Stark is. Who is?
I did it, Lonzo.
Who is Hulk Hogan? I have no idea who that is, Lonzo.
You don't know.
I'm really efforting here. Who is Wolverine, Lonzo? Never heard of that guy. That's an animal, right?
See,
Wolverine?
He's trying to prove something here, but he's not really doing it, though.
So you could be the, let's just say now for the sake of example, if you're the 24th person to text in Tony Stark, then you with the ESPN to start.
You better text now.
Better text now.
Because 24 are going to happen in two shakes of a rabbit's tail. Here they come.
Here they come.
Here they come, and here they go. Everybody wants their Greenville Swamp Rabbits tickets. The best show in town.
And that's a special 6:05 start, by the way. So if you can come, it's a 6:05 start on Saturday. I know, Lonzo, I'd love to see you there. It's our Iron Man sweaters. We'll have a man by the name of Tony S. dropping the puck because we can't say who exactly.
Well, even if it was that person, Mark wouldn't know who he was.
That's true.
It wouldn't matter.
It'd be a total stranger.
Well, and you still haven't told me who he is, Lonzo. So you just made fun of the fact that I don't know who it is, and you don't tell me who it is. Come on. How many more names? How many names to get Lonzo out of the studio here? I'm trying here. I'm working on it.
One quick thing before my time is up. You know, obviously with the loss of Kobe Bryant, you know, I'm from Philly. He was a Lower Merion guy. It's a big impact in my old community and obviously reverberations around the sports world. The one thing that strikes me more than anything after reading so much about his impact among athletes today, I know one thing he wanted to have was an impact just maybe even on basketball, but he has affected everyone. It's incredible to see how the life of one individual was so strong and the mentality that he brought was so strong. And I even myself feel invigorated in a sense to live up to that and be better myself just remembering the memory of someone who was great at what he did.
His mentality is his lasting legacy.
Right.
And we played a quote yesterday where he said, leadership is lonely. A lot of times people don't like the leader. So anytime Lonzo gets mad at me because I want to make the show better and I'm pushing him, I'm not going to worry about that.
Right.
Because it's leadership and we're making the show better and Lonzo can just deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that mentality, I think, carries with him because there has never been a stronger sports mentality than what he brought every single time in, every single day, the day in, day out.
Right.
Work ethic, mentality, hunger, drive, etc. Unmatched, unrivaled. And I was so happy to see that he was at peace. You know, that's the kind of guy we worry about. He's not going to be able to replace the high that sports gives him.
Right.
That really intense emotional outlet. And he was doing wonderful things.
Yeah.
We are all the big losers without Kobe Bryant here with us anymore.
Agreed. And it's something that I feel more inspired to be a better person, a better friend, and a better professional myself. And I hope those around here, it's something that's brought us together in a way I didn't expect. I expected it to, you know, just be, you know, sadness. But in fact, it's brought a lot of people together in a real divided time. So I was really impressed by what I've seen lately.
Jordan, always enjoy it, bud. Always enjoy it.
Thanks, guys. Happy Super Tuesday.
Enjoy it. Happy Super Tuesday to you, sir, as well. All right, coming up next, how do you bounce back from the worst moment of your life? This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. So how do you bounce back from the worst moments in your life, ladies and gentlemen? How do you bounce back? The worst moment of my life, all right, was an 8-month stretch. And I know 8 months is more than a moment, but an 8-month stretch when I lost my dream job hosting the afternoon drive show at CBS Radio in Tampa, Florida with Booger McFarland, now of Monday Night Football, followed by 2 months after that, my fiance that we had just purchased a home together, gotten a new puppy, planning the wedding, going to wedding venues, so on and so forth.
suddenly I lose the job and 2 months later, she's not feeling attracted to me anymore, right? And you realized that it was a blessing in the end because, you know, it wasn't me that she wanted. You know, she liked the celebrity lifestyle. She liked getting into all the NFL parties. She liked being, you know, the power couple or so she thought in Tampa Bay. When that was stripped away, suddenly I wasn't what she was looking for anymore. The very worst time in my life was January of 2015 through August of 2015. The worst time in my life. That is actually now 5 years ago. Wow. I've made it 5 years and I've come a very, very long way. But also, there is another person that is also having to overcome the worst experience of his life. And he will have to do it 5 days from today. We will measure that. We will tackle that. We will explain that next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. I'll tell you guys something, man. I'll tell you at 5 o'clock, all right? Let's see. I'm going to write this down. Auditions. Folks, Kyle Shanahan is having to overcome the worst moment of his life in the Super Bowl. The worst moment of his bloody life. Lonzo didn't even mention it. I asked earlier in the show, Lonzo, why is there pressure under Kyle Shanahan? Lonzo, Kyle Shanahan's been in a Super Bowl. Okay? You remember what Super Bowl Kyle Shanahan was in? It was just a few years ago as offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. When the Atlanta Falcons had a 28-3 lead over the New England Patriots. And for some ungodly reason, it's not like the Falcons are the only team. By the way, I was having a real bad date, and I was with the guy who's auditioning next for the midday show in Houston. I was having a really bad date at that particular Super Bowl. We're at some party in downtown Houston, and it was me, Derek, and this girl that I liked that had no interest in me whatsoever. And she was interested in Derek. She wasn't interested in me. And perhaps over the next 3 days, you'll see why.
Derek is a sexy beast, though, so I absolutely get that.
Well, realize
you
just called
in comparison.
Realize you just called our boss a sexy beast because those two guys are one and the same, and you're not going to believe how much Derek Fogle and our boss Mark Hendricks look alike
every time,
and sound alike.
I've seen Derek, and every time Derek Fogle is on, I tell him he sounds exactly like Mark Hendricks.
Mark Hendricks.
He does. Yes,
he really does. It is absolutely insane, man. Absolutely.
And our boss is sexy, by the way. Something about a bald head.
So therein lies the case. But how Kyle Shanahan, think about what he's got to do here. And that's why there's pressure on him in this game. You know, he's got the backdrop of 28-3. I think he gets full credit for Matt Ryan winning MVP, just like Joe Brady gets a ton of credit for what happened with Joe Burrow at LSU and that historic offense. But he also surrendered a 28-3 lead. And if you remember the end of that game, they only needed a field goal to seal the deal, and they're taking sacks and they're running passes when all they had to do, they were in field goal range, for crying out loud. And I'm trying to remember, was Matt Bryant their kicker at that time? That dude didn't miss. You know, it never missed. They're in field goal range. They're calling passes. They're getting sacks outside of field goal range. They go to overtime. They lose in overtime. And they've never psychologically recovered from that. You know, I don't think New Orleans really psychologically recovered from what happened to them last year in the NFC Championship game. At home against the Los Angeles Rams. You put so much into that moment, you lose it, and you feel like you're never going to get it back. So don't, you know, we need to acknowledge here that both sides, Andy Reid with age and Kyle Shanahan with a historic choke job, are under a significant amount of pressure. Significant. There's no doubt about that. All right. Coming up next, it is time for the Top 5 at 5, a segment you can only hear right here on ESPN Upstate. Where will Jordan Burch go? We will tackle that and so much more when Offsides continues. ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.